This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap, with Chef Laura and Syed Osulmas at Dalida, San Francisco, California. Lovely to be with you both. Good to see you both. And as I always start, what are we drinking? What's in the glass?
We're drinking two wines right now. One of them is Bosnian. It's a grape called Blatina. It's a very temperamental grape, and it's often co-planted with other grapes for its success. And it's strong, yet delicate, that is our Bosnian wine. And the wine from Sicily is a grape that's grown in sandy volcanic soil, and it is typically blended with Nero d'Avola, but this wine expresses itself so beautifully as a delicate, almost like a white wine experience served at about, 55 degrees, a little chilled, it will pair with our octopus dish on our menu.
Well, what a way to begin. Strong and delicate, just like you, chef. Talking to you, Syed. So I would say salut or cheers, but in Istanbul, as you toast, you would say?
Şerefe.
Here we go. Şerefet. To you too, chef. Here we go. Oh, my Lord. My favorite sound. My second favorite sound is this sound. Oh, yes. A gift from the gods. That is joy in a glass right there.
I know. This is delicious.
Please drink. I never drink alone. Let's talk about both your journeys. Firstly, thank you so much for bringing me here today to Dalida. And to kick off, Dalida, what's behind the name?
So Dalida means dahlia. So dahlias are the San Francisco flowers. And not only the San Francisco flowers, actually, dahlia is the national Mexican flower. And I am a Mexican chef cooking Eastern Mediterranean food. So that's the idea, to kind of, merge the cultures, but at the same time celebrate where we are. We are celebrating San Francisco. And, more importantly, we put a lot of thought into the concept. And Dalida has like many different layers of meaning. One of them is my mother-in-law. Her name is Dalida. And also Dalida is this Eastern Mediterranean singer who was singing at the time of Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
And, she was an Egyptian singer singing in French. So that idea of East meets West, and that's what we're doing with the restaurant here.
What a beautiful story. I love it. Your mama, Chef Syed, is going to be happy.
She's very happy.
Does she regard this as her restaurant?
Yeah, she gets stories from me about the restaurant every night. Laura and I both talk to my mom about like five times a week, maybe not every day, but we're always in touch with her. I actually like some of our ideation goes through her as well. If mom can't make this dish, it typically doesn't go on the menu.
So let's go back in time. Seyhat, we'll just kick off with you. Istanbul, Turkey, one of my favorite food cities, and just a culture city, a great place as a visitor, but to grow up there. Who was cooking in the family? I'm assuming it was mama. What was coming out of the kitchen? What was your favorite thing as a kid that hit the table?
No, I mean, it took me 26 years to recognize that every memory I have is through food in my life. But the thing that came to my mind when you asked me is this braised purslane dish. We would go to the market every Thursday with my mom, my dad too. We would all go. He would be responsible for the grill and all the meats and things like that. But my mom was all about the vegetables and serving them as fresh and simply as she could. So there's this like ground beef and purslane stew that actually it has a sort of similar mirror image in Mexican culture, like chorizo with verdolaga. Yeah. So we have this dish, and it would be a perfect like Thursday sunny day lunch, and that's what I'm craving right now. That's what I can think of.
Which is perfect because it is Thursday. It is lunchtime and the sun is shining here in the Presidio.
It's such a lovely, simple. It just exemplifies everything that we cooked at home. Every meal was cooked at home. And restaurant culture is a little bit different in Turkey. You go to specialized shops, so it's not a family restaurant where everybody can find everything they're looking for. So we basically gathered around the table every meal and, had conversations, sometimes argued, but mostly just, enjoyed the food and had a laugh.
That family hug of love, dinner at the meal table, sharing, conversation, breaking down your day, right?
Correct. Yeah. It all came together at the dinner table.
So from Istanbul, let's travel to Mexico, Mexico City. Chef Laura, who was cooking in your family growing up, and what were your favorite things that ended up on the kitchen table?
Oh my God. So if I think about, growing up in Mexico, it was all about having just comfort food. And when I think about having a joyful time and want to bring friends together, and I think about my family, I think about, warm food. I think about pozole. I think about, flautas or tacos dorados. But to me, it was all about comfort. And I think that's where we're going with the restaurant. I think we want to bring everybody together, and we always want to build within the dishes a sense of comfort. We have it with the beautiful lamb dish that I just plated. We have this lamb that's cooked for 12 hours. It actually feels almost like you're eating a barbacoa because it's a spoon tender. You have the lamb jus that brings all the stickiness from the lamb. It actually feels, you have the sensation in your mouth that you're almost like moving it, right? It's almost like chewy from the juices, and that's a comfort for me. And also, Middle Easterners love it. People from the Mediterranean love it because you have the lamb experience. And I also grew up eating that. So it's just like a wonderful mix of different cultures in one dish.
I'm curious to know, Chef Seyhat, Chef Laura, when you first discovered each other's cultures, was it before you met? Was it as you met? How did you come together? Obviously, now you have a culinary union. You have a loved union together in relationship as well. So Seyhat, firstly, on the cuisine of Mexico City and the food you've learned about through Laura.
So I've been a generalist most of my life, so I knew a little bit about every culture. I actually tried to connect with her over arepas, which are not Mexican at all. That was the first conversation we've ever had. And because I was working in the Culinary Institute of America's test kitchen at the time, and I was like, okay, I'm working on arepas. Let me ask this girl what's going on.
Latina. And I just look at Sayan, and I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm actually Mexican.
but yes, she had a little bit more of an infatuation with my culture, and she can talk about that. But ever since then, I think, we go to Mexico City to visit family at least once a year, Mexico City or Acapulco, which is where she's from. But I think I consider Mexican food as much my food as she considers Middle Eastern food hers, or Eastern Mediterranean food hers. But one point is that I think we're both very excited to explore you know, Mexican cuisine at some point within our, not within Dalida, but with another project. Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that. Chef Laura, do you recall the first dish, the first dinner, the first meal that Sayat cooked for you? Take us back there. What was it?
Oh, I actually remember. So he did a pozole verde. So, you know, he was trying to...
Really?
I'm going to give you a little high
five. Yeah, he did. You know,
way to the heart, chef.
Way to the heart. Going back to the same dish that we were just talking about. And actually, he broke the blender by mistake that day.
Really?
He's in the fog. You're remembering this.
Yeah. I remember.
That's in class,
no, you cooked for me. We were living in New York.
That's right. I had a equalizer blender like from the 50s, and we dropped the blender. I remember this.
That's
and
right.
We still ate it. We strained the pozole to make sure there was no glass in there. Yeah.
That's and, right.
And how was it?
It was delicious. You know, that's why we've been married for 8 years now.
Yeah, congratulations.
Pozole. A little bit of pozole over there.
That was the way to your heart. And then Chef Sayat, do you remember Chef Laura's first meal she cooked for you?
You know, I'll tell you like sort of like a mini embarrassing story, but like, so Laura and I were in the same class, and you know, she had a boyfriend at the time, you know, she skipped class, and because she skipped class, she almost failed it, because you know, we have attendance standards. So I made a joke, you know, in one hand you have
but I actually skipped class to go see Enrique Iglesias concert.
Oh, that's worth it. That's fine.
That's right. Enrique Iglesias, and then Enrique took her phone and shot a video with her. But she came back, and then we had a big banquet at the restaurant where we were working that day. And, you know, her things didn't come out. We were doing souffle out of a cup or something.
Sure.
But, you know, she saved it. Like, she figured out serving 80 people the same dessert. She's never worked pastry until then in her life, like on a station. And she kept her cool, and I'm like... She didn't even need anybody's help, and I was so impressed. And you know, we had not cared for each other until around that time. Even though, you know, she thought I was not interested in women for a second. But then...
we may have to do another podcast, another interview about that.
But because I didn't hit on her, she thought I wasn't interested. So...
are you thinking, Chef Sayat? Come on!
But then she was so graceful, just going through, you know, and saving that, you know, near failure... that I was like, okay, I gotta pursue this woman.
Well, look at this journey. Obviously, courting, dating, and then 8 years of marriage. Any little ones, or is Dalida your baby?
Dalida is like a full time 24/7 baby.
Yeah. And it's new. So let's talk about it, Dalida, and the coming together, your culinary union for this restaurant. How does it work? The division of responsibility around the menu. The look, the vibe, the feel, the whole thing. It's a big project, giving birth to a restaurant. So how do you divvy it up?
There's mechanical divisions, obviously, but all in all, we can both do everything. So I have sort of, because she's more talented, I've sort of, I think of pure talent, like the way she moves her hands, she can just make magic. To me, I work my butt off, but... it takes me a lot more effort and energy to get there. So she's just naturally talented.
He's a keeper.
Yeah, he is. I love my husband.
So that's why I sort of like, I'm like the orchestrator, like, you know, the conductor, if you will, from the back. You know, I do the back office. I'm sort of a de facto GM in some ways. But obviously, I'm also in the kitchen, always creating together, ideating together. Like, if she doesn't have time to create next week's lunch menu, I pick it up. And we don't, like, often even talk about it. Like, if she does something, I'm like, okay, let's roll with it. If I do something, she's like, oh, let's change this. We roll with it. So,
and of course,
a very big trust relationship. Yeah. It's huge.
And a lot of those... recipes for the dishes have got to pass the mama test, right?
That's right.
It doesn't get passed, mama.
There's a little bit of a litmus test in the back of our heads, but the point is, it defines the concept, right? Like, if it's like if Dan Barber at Blue Hill used to say, if we don't throw the garnishes on the plate and it lands beautifully, it's not the right garnish.
Yeah.
So that's sort of like the, we believe in the underlying algorithms and the paradigms that create the dishes instead of talking about each dish.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you create something that doesn't fit the concept, it actually sticks out like a sore thumb. So we don't really have to talk about individual dishes, but align philosophically on the underlying parameters. That's why we find that we've been a little bit more prolific over the years, even though it's two creative chefs working together.
Yeah.
But we just agree on that underlying algorithm and just produce based off of that. And I think it works really well. Often, you know, we have to go back to the drawing board and realign again and like see, you know, how we can adjust things. But besides that, I think it works like a charm.
So the maestro conducts. And then you're on the line, you're in the trenches,
right.
You know, you're making sure it happens.
Part, you know, it's so, you know, the way that we think about ourselves is like, you know, we think about the strengths, but also we think about maximizing each other's ability of what we love to do. And, you know, what I find myself love doing every day, I love being in the kitchen. I love working with the chefs hand to hand. I love to build this culture where people feel that they want to work in a happy place, in a happening place with passionate people, with passionate chefs. And I think that's what I'm here for, right? I'm here to make sure we keep this industry better. I'm here to make sure we are building new chefs and also helping this industry to put out good food, good environment, and just good people.
Let's talk about the sense of place here in the Presidio. What does it mean to be right here in the most bucolic part of San Francisco? It's a beautiful sunny afternoon, the green grass, blue skies, the trees. This is California. The light that comes through here, to walk in here, You feel so welcome. It's open. It's home. What does it mean, though, for you both coming from such faraway places? What is the Presidio and this spot to you here now?
I think one of the stories Laura likes to cite is when we first arrived in San Francisco, we came with a car across the country. We did a stage trip, by the way, arriving in San Francisco, and we worked at 25 of the best restaurants in the country. But when we arrived here, it was rainy in the middle of August, super cold. But one shiny day, we drove through the Presidio, through the Arguello entrance, and it's all eucalyptus trees coming down with the breeze hitting our face, the Palace of Fine Arts in the horizon, and we came to the main parade, which is where we are right now, and we were blown away. We were just blown away. We're like, where do we live? This is like the best place in the world. And we get that same sense of wonder and humility every time we take a walk in the morning. And it's just so inspiring to be here. It makes you, the place makes you want to be a better person too. And I'll open a parenthesis. 26 years ago when I was 15, 14 years old, I came here for a work and travel and worked on Baker Beach in the Presidio and stayed at Moraga Avenue.
Meant to be.
Yeah, and thinking that one day, and it was all foggy. It was August again, as the story that I was citing. And then it was so cold, but I loved being in the park so much. I said, one day, I want to live here.
Isn't that wild, Laura? Think about that, chef. And here you are.
You know, it's just pure magic. You wake up and then you see the birds, you see hummingbirds, you see doves singing, at night you see the stars, we have coyotes. And, you know, what we do with the restaurant is we want the restaurant to have that sense of place from the moment you come in. And, you know, we always wanted to bring the outside to the inside, and thus we do it with aesthetic. We have these beautiful murals with the flora fauna of the park, where we're sitting here in the main dining room, you know, you feel like you're enclosing within this warm and this feminine feeling where you feel that you are in the middle of flowers and in the middle of like greenery and beautiful birds.
There is a lightness here, you know. Yeah. Let's get to the menu and the home stretch here. I know you've got a busy day. So modern Mediterranean cuisine, describe that, define that, because I know, you know, your palate is broad and wide, and so is the menu.
You know, we define the restaurant as an Eastern Mediterranean restaurant. And we define it as such just because, you know, we want to bring people together. And the way that we bring people together is by thinking of this Istanbul that could have been. The Istanbul that I've been like very passionate about for the past 10 years. Actually, one of my best friends before meeting Sayad is from Istanbul. I love, it's one of my favorite cities in the world. And, you know, when I got married with Sayad, it was just like a perfect combination of exploration and a perfect combination of, you know, embracing the cultures. Mm. And what a better place to do it than in California.
Yeah.
We think about Istanbul, a place where people from all different paths enjoy meal together.
Yeah.
Like if you think about Greece, if you think about Istanbul, Turkey itself, if you think about Persian food, all of them actually share a lot of different ingredients, a lot of different dishes. And that's what we want to do. We want to actually present those dishes with us, like, with a reason to bring it back to California. We think about those dishes as how, if a person that was living in Istanbul, who was coming from all these different paths and sharing with all these different cultures, would cook the food.
Yeah.
And that's what we do at Dalida.
Which brings us to the menu and some items here that you've beautifully presented. Let's do a little round robin, and let's kick off with one of the stars right here.
So, you know, one of the staple dishes that we have on the menu is this beautiful lamb shoulder that we cook for 12 hours. We have at the bottom keshkek. So keshkek is this like oranges, feel almost like polenta. It's a wheat, I don't know, how would you describe it? It's like a wheat porridge, right? So it's like a wheat porridge. We serve it with some chickpeas, a little bit of jus on top. And right now we're garnishing with some forage flowers from our garden. We actually have a garden here in the park.
I love it. Next door, this dish has legs. So, I'll be here all week.
So this dish has octopus legs, actually. So we make a terrine out of an octopus. We slice super thinly, and we serve it with a sujuk sauce that we make out of a sausage that we make in-house. We ferment it for about 3 days. Serve it with a little bit of olive relish and some lavash crackers to go with it.
Next door here. Look.
We have our pita, our famous pita, very fluffy. It's all about, like, you know, having a nice, warm, chubby pita. I have developed the recipe for the past couple of years, and we call it chubby pita because I love my chubby husband. So why not loving two chubby things?
He looks like he's been lifting weights. What are you saying? Come on.
We serve that with a spread plate. We have some hummus, some smoked labneh. Labneh is this thick yogurt. Muhammara, that's a spread made out of almonds and peppers, marinated olives, and some homemade pickles. That dish is actually called breaking bread on the menu.
I love it.
The idea comes of breaking bread together.
Yeah.
You know, we want people to break bread together, not to cut it with a fork and a knife,
yeah,
or not to have it individually. We actually want people to break it with their hands and have that, yeah, experience of sharing.
And don't think it's got any reference to the TV show and this crack in the bread, although it's that good. Right, finally, I had to go there.
And finally, we have our tadig. So tadig is saffron crispy rice. We serve it with barberries, and it's just like an experience on its own. You crack into it, it's crispy. You have some turnips in the middle from the yogurt that we use to bind it, and it's just a delicious experience with everything else.
Well, I'm so excited. I'm staying here for the rest of the day to finish these dishes. Something very exciting. You recently started doing lunch. So people come here for dinner, lunch, weekend brunch. Tell folks where you are and when they can come and visit.
We are in the Presidio National Park site. And they can come, your listeners can come for lunch Wednesday through Friday between 11:30 and 2 p.m. and over the weekends at the same hours on Saturday and Sunday to a beautiful Presidio. And we serve two different menus for those two time slots. Brunch and lunch are completely different experiences from dinner.
Well, you're just, people will just have to come for both. But, you know, it'd be naughty to leave you not mention Top Chef.
That's right.
Before I ask you about the experience, how long did your lovely wife leave you for, and how were you chef without her?
I can't exactly disclose how long she left for, but it was...
Gosh, I almost got him. But, he's good. You've well done, Chef.
But I'll tell you a story. When once she called, and I was bowling, literally at 9 a.m. I'm like, it was a Monday, and you know, Mondays the restaurant is closed. Tuesdays we do events, but it was I was watching TV in my home, about to do payroll. And she called me, and I was crying so hard.
Aww.
Oh, I miss you. It was like the tough. We've never been apart from each other for more than a couple of days over our 8 years of marriage, and we've been running a business together for 7 years.
Oh my gosh!
And that's double time marriage, right? Like, so, for her being gone for more than a couple of days was enough. Like, it was just like very hard. And you know, we all look at, as spectators, we all look at Top Chef as, you know, fun and games, but it is so much hard work, both in the back end on the production side from what she's been telling me, and also on the chef side. So I applaud them all. It's a lot of hard work, and it's a lot of nerve and courage to put yourself out there. And I'm really, really proud of her and also all the other contestants and the team that produced the show, too.
Which brings me to you, Chef. Chef Laura, did you miss him most on week one or week 10?
That's a good one, yeah.
You're not falling for it. The experience of Top Chef, I've had many friends have been on it.
Yeah.
It is tough. You're away from your loved ones. Your phone's taken away. You were there in combat. You're there in the trenches, literally in competition, competing. The hours are long, the days are long. Yes, it's television. It seems glamorous. It's hard work. But I'm sure for you, there was a great takeaway. What was the upside of Top Chef? What did you love most about the whole experience?
You know, it was an experience about not only learning about cooking, but also learning about myself, right? I think there is this bigger appreciation of my personal work, of being a chef, an immigrant chef, a female chef, a chef that lives in San Francisco and also has made her home San Francisco. I think for me, it was all about that appreciation that, you know, I was just saying that I also came with more energy of making sure people like me can have this path, right? Understanding that there is somebody that out there that needs to bring all these chefs, that we need to make sure we continue the hard work. And I think that's what I want to do, you know, continue the hard work and making sure we have beautiful experiences and we have good food on the table.
Well, Chef Laura, you are a tour de force. As this interview plays out this week, Top Chef will begin its airing. Chef Syed, Chef Laura, thank you for the hug of love you give every single diner when they come and dine at your restaurant. Just to be around you, I feel the love, the passion, the energy. Thank you for your love union and your culinary union, because we get to enjoy the reward of that here at Toledo. So thank you so very much. Let you have the last word. Why should people come here and dine?
I think it's magic what we do. You know, we see it in our team members' eyes. We see in how much they own up to the space and the experience and how well they treat their diners. And we have diners crying at their table out of happiness. We make mistakes, of course, but, you know, it is all for the love of hospitality. And we think of this restaurant as the comeback from the pandemic. You know, we had a rough time. Everybody had a rough time during the pandemic, but we've doubled on hospitality and we've doubled down on hospitality and we've doubled down on this business that is just about people, right? Internally and externally. And we love what we do and it really resonates with people.
You know, and to me, it's all about the city, right? Like creating these experiences for people that live here in San Francisco, and not only for San Francisco, but also for people that come from all different paths. I always say that I want to build a place where everybody feels welcome. I want to build a place where my parents can eat the food, where people with different restrictions can come and have an experience on their own. I think by having also offering a menu where we offer some value to, you know, I think about every single one of you, and I think about people that want to have an experience and have good ones. I think this is like a dream come true.
Well, Maestro, Chef, the food here hits all the right notes, the high notes. Friends, do yourself a favor. Make your resi now. Come for lunch, come for a weekend brunch, or come here for dinner and enjoy this hug of love from two rock star chefs, in my opinion. Their love story playing out with love, passion, and energy on every single plate. More on the Dalida story at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Joy of joys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.